Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. Earlier this year, Rabbi Moshe Hauer delivered a five-part series on Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog, an important figure in modern Jewish history with whom many may not be familiar. In the following excerpt, Rabbi Hauer shares an incident that illustrates not only Rav Herzog's commitment to halacha, but also his love for the entire Jewish people. Please enjoy this selection from Becoming Chief Rabbi of Israel, Rav Herzog's Two Sifrei Torah.
Today, our focus is going to be the specific personality, the great personality of Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog. Rav Herzog was first the chief rabbi of Mandatory Palestine, starting in 1937 with the death of Harav Kook, Zichrona Livracha, and continuing through the founding of the modern state of Israel and for the first 11 years following that until his own passing in 1959. If you want to try to identify a personality identified with Churban and Binyan, with destruction and rebuilding, he certainly fits. The story of Rav Herzog starts, of course, with his birth in 1888, but the real story of Rav Herzog, the story of his biggest visible role and impact, began when he was there, when he became the chief rabbi, again, of Mandatory Palestine in 1937, as the British were reconsidering their whole attitude towards the Jewish people and Eretz Yisrael, as the Holocaust was looming closer and closer, and more Jews of Europe were seeking to find refuge, to save their lives, thrust right into that. And then to the years of the Holocaust, where Rav Herzog was extremely active in Hatzalah, in trying to save a remnant of the Jewish people, who faced destruction. And at the same time, trying to build support for this developing state of Israel, his spiritual efforts to build a Jewish state that would have as its essential character Torah and the laws of the Torah. He fought on the outside against the threats to the Jewish people from the outside, and he worked very hard to strengthen the Jewish people from the inside. He worried for the body, the outside of the Jewish people, and he worried for the soul, for the inside of the Jewish people. In one of his letters that he wrote in 1947, as the development of the state was more imminent, and the main thrust of his letter was a concern of his that we will, Be'ezus Hashem, return to in our discussions later, and that was what Shabbos would look like in the modern state of Israel, how Shabbos could be kept in a state of the Jewish people with a police force, with an army, with public transportation, with all kinds of institutions and businesses, and a population that was far from committed, by and large, to the ideals of Shabbos, but yet the Jewish state. This was a passion and a preoccupation of Rav Herzog. And there were committees and negotiations. And in a letter which he is writing to someone with whom he worked closely on these matters, he responds to a suggestion which the other evidently had made in his side of the correspondence. And that was that he threatened that if his demands internally with regard to Shabbos weren't met, that he would stop his activities of statesmanship. He would stop his activities as a spokesperson, as a very valued spokesperson to the world on behalf of Medinas Yisrael. And he seemed, the other person seemed to say that you're doing that for them as a favor. So tell them, if you don't scratch my back, I won't scratch yours. If you don't do for me what I want, the religious stuff, then I won't do for you what you want, the statesmanlike stuff. And listen to what Rav Herzog wrote back. With regard to your suggestion that I put pressure on the national institutions by threatening them to suspend my activities on the matters of state and on the matters of saving Jewish lives, of the public and of individuals, your suggestion astounds me completely. You are making a mistake, I beg your forgiveness, when you say that I'm doing this in response to their requests for favors. Anything that I find in the framework of my ability to be able to accomplish, I do because I think it's important. I do it with my own plan, with my own initiative. Yes, of course, sometimes I consult with others who have experience in these matters, but that's it. What I'm doing motivated by my own values, by what I sense my own purpose to be. And I want to tell you a secret, that sometimes they don't appreciate my involvement in these matters of statesmanship. Meaning, especially those who are the chafshim, which was the term which was used then for what we would call, what the expression is in Yiddish, freie, right? People who are free, meaning those who don't consider themselves bound by the Torah and mitzvahs, who are, unfortunately, to our anguish, the row of the majority, they don't find any pleasure at all in that a rabbi is involved in the matters of the Jewish people, generally. Because through this, they see an increase in honor for the Torah. If I threaten them to not be involved, you think that's going to put pressure on them? If anything, the opposite. I dismiss the principle that you are operating under, that a Rav be Israel, that a Rav in the Jewish people, it is not part of his task to do things like this, to demand on the part of the nations of the world for the state, for the salvation of people. Of course, you're right. Part of the tafkid, part of the task of a Rav is to work on behalf of Torah and mitzvahs. But the good of the Jewish people, the saving of lives, certainly enter the circle of the holy task of every rabbi. And certainly it is mine, said Rav Herzog, as the chief rabbi here in Israel, without any doubt.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on outorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.